Parashas Bo, we have the first mitzvah in the Torah, Chodesh Nisan Lachem Rosh Chodashim. I'd like to study with you the Ramban and try to analyze some of his chidushim on this mitzvah. The Ramban says the following: V'tam haChodesh Nisan Lachem Rosh Chodashim sheyimnu oso Yisrael Chodesh HaRishon u'mimenu yimnu kol haChodashim sheni u'shlishi ad tashlum hashana b'shneimasar chodesh, k'dei sheyia zeh zikaron b'nes hagadol, ki b'chol eis shenazkir hachadoshim yia hanes nizkar, v'al kein ein lechadoshim shem b'torah, eli yomar b'chodesh hashlishi, v'omer v'yihi b'shona hashenis b'chodesh hasheni na leha'onon, v'chodesh hashvi v'yachad lechodesh, v'gomer v'chein kulam. The Ramban explains that this commandment is that we begin counting the months, and we don't give the months names, but rather we call it the first month. And it means the first month since Yetzias Mitzrayim, since the Geula. And the Ramban is basically saying that what we call Tishrei was called the first month up until the Geula. From the time of the Geula and on, the first month was Nisan. And from that first month, we should count all the other months, call them the second month, the third month, and so forth, until the completion of the year with 12 months. And basically, the Ramban says the underlying reason for counting the months is to remember the great miracles of the redemption of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, because whenever we mention the months, we ipso facto remember the miracles. Because every mention of the month, since we use the Yetzias Mitzrayim as the point of reference, is a way of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, says the Ramban, the months have no names in the Torah. And he quotes various psukim here, the third month, and in the second year, the second month, that's when the cloud went up from the Mishkan, and then another pasuk says in the seventh month, and so forth and so on. So the method of counting the months is to count them from the Geul of Mitzrayim, the first month, which we call Nisan, but in the Torah they have no names. The Ramban continues and he says, "Kemoshe tiyas chira b'yom haShabbos." Pisrono, Rishon Leguulo Shvi Eleha, Vizetam Rishon Ulochem, Sheinenu Rishon Bashana, Avlu Rishon Lachem, Shenikra Lo Lizikaron Gulasenu. And the Ramban here is making an analogy. We don't have names of the various days of the week, but rather we call them the first day, the second day, the third day, and this is just to remind us of Shabbos. So if you say day one in the cycle, or the second day, it's all referring to the Shabbos cycle. And the Ramban will explain this later on, that by referring to the days by number, Shabbos becomes the point of reference, and that's how we fulfill the mitzvah of Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Says the Ramban, so too, there's a mitzvah to recall Yetzias Mitzrayim, the redemption from Egypt, and we do so when we call the names of the month, the first month, the second month, the third month. All the point of reference is always our redemption from Egypt. Because when we calculate, when we reckon the months from Mitzrayim, it's not from the beginning of the year. When we call the first month, that's not really the first month of the year, because the beginning of our years is from Tishrei, not from Nisan. And the Pasuk says regarding Chagasukos, V'chaga Asif Tkufas Hashana, the festival ingathering shall be at the changing of the year. And the Ramban proves from that and other psukim that the year really begins, the calendar year of Tishrei, but we call Nisan the first month, and the explanation is that Nisan is the first month if we count from the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the redemption from Egypt. Tishrei is the seventh month from the redemption from Egypt. And that's what the Pasuk means when it says over here, Rishon Hu Lachem, that's Pasuk Beis. Sheinenu Rishon Bashana, it's not the first, it's not the first month of the year, because that's Tishrei, but rather it's the first month for you. That's Pasuk Lachem, for you, meaning as a reminder of the redemption from the slavery in Egypt. To sum up what the Ramban is saying, that although the calendar year begins in Tishrei, and in fact, before the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the months of each year were counted from Tishrei, but nevertheless, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem ordered a new way of calculating the months for Bnei Yisrael, and the first month now becomes Nisan, and all this is to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tishrei now becomes the seventh month, because it's the seventh month since the Geul of Mitzrayim, even though within the cycle of years it remains the first month, but it's called the seventh month with regard to the reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And all this is similar to the counting of days. The reference point is Shabbos, so we remind ourselves of Shabbos. And the Ramban continues. He says, Ukvar hiskiru rabosenu zeh ha'inyan v'yomru shemos chadoshim olu imanu mibavel. Ki sham amadnu umisham he'elenu Hashem yizbarach. So Ramban quotes Chazal to explain that the names that we use today, we no longer call it the first day, the second day, we have specific names, those came up with us from Bavel. And this is based on the Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah and Chazal in Bereishis Rabbah. And now the months of the year are a reminder of God's deliverance, but what deliverance is? Originally, there were no names for the months, and this made the Jewish calendar a little different than the calendar of other nations. Every other nation had names for the months. And the reason for that is because originally numbering, as opposed to naming, was a method of reminding us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But now, when we came up from the exile of Bavel, and we fulfilled the promise of the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Hashem asher helas b'nei Yisrael, that he says, the days are coming when it will no longer be said Hashem took the children up from the land of Egypt, but rather Hashem lives and took us from the children of Israel from the land of the north. And the land of the north is a reference to Bavel. And fundamentally what Yirmiyahu HaNavi is saying is that the miracles of this new redemption, the Aliyah miBavel, will eclipse the miracles of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And at that point, we changed over to calling the months by names, the names that were called in Bavel. So we'll always remind ourselves that we were in exile in Bavel for 70 years, and Hashem took us out of that exile and brought us up to Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Ramban doesn't mean that the original system of using numbers to refer to the names of the months should be abandoned, and that we should forget the Yetzias Mitzrayim. What we're saying is, now by using these names of the months from Bavel, in addition to the original names, then we will certainly guarantee that we recall not just the first redemption, but also the second redemption. And then the Ramban concludes by saying that the names Nisan, Iyar, and Setra are Persian names. They're not found in Tanakh. They're only found in the books of what he calls Sifrei Nevi'ei Bavel Umegilas Esther. Let's just summarize the Ramban. It's clear from the Ramban that there's a separate mitzvah of counting the months from Yetzias Mitzrayim so that we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim while we count the months. And when we were in Bavel, the months were given specific names when they came on Aliyah from Bavel to Israel after the 7 days of exile in Bavel. They called the names by those names that they took up from Bavel, because by calling the months by those names, they would remember the great salvation of Hashem, the miracles of the redemption from Bavel. Now again, we emphasize here what we'll see in the Ein Yaakov and Megillah, that even after they came up from Bavel, there was still a kiyum of the mitzvah to count from the Gulas Mitzrayim, but there was an additional mitzvah, a chiyuv to count the months as they were called from Bavel, and remember the Gula from Bavel. There is another opinion, by the way, the Bala Ikrim, he's of the opinion that when they came up from Gulas Bavel, they no longer had a mitzvah to count the first month as the first month, but rather had to use the Babylonian names. And again, to summarize, the Ramban holds that counting the months from Yetzias Mitzrayim is similar to the mitzvah of counting the days of the week from Shabbos, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. Now, I'd like to attach to this discussion the Ramban with regard to Shabbos. Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And this Ramban is in Parashas Yisro, in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Ches. Amru b'mechilta. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Lo tehei mone, kiderech sha'achirim monim, el tehei mone l'shem Shabbos. Uperusha, sha'goyim monim, Bimei HaShavu L'Shem HaYomim Atzmam Yikru Shem L'Chol Yom B'Fnei Atzmo Ol HaShemos HaMeshorsim Kanotzrim V'Yisrael Monim Kol HaYomim L'Shem Shabbos Echad B'Shabbos Sheni B'Shabbos Ki Zo Min HaMitzvah Shenitz Tavinu Bo L'Zochro Tomid B'Chol Yom. So Ramban quotes a Mechilta to the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. Don't count the days the way the other nations count the days, but rather you count them with reference to Shabbos. And the Ramban explains this Mechilta. The non-Jewish nations count the days of the week by giving the days themselves names. They call each day by a separate name. Some of these names are names of heavenly bodies, and that's what the Christians do. For example, in European languages you have Sunday, which is a reference to the sun. Monday is a reference to Mars. Tuesday is a different star, and Wednesday is Mercury. Thursday is a god called Thor, or Jupiter, Venus. Friday, every day is a reference to a different star or a different part of the heavenly bodies, and that's what the Christians do. However, the people of Israel count the days of the week in reference to Shabbos, day one of the Shabbos cycle, day two of the Shabbos cycle, etc., etc. This is part of the commandment of Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, to remember Shabbos every day, even when it's not Shabbos. And Zehu Pshuto Shel Mikra, this is the plain meaning of the verse of Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, V'chein Peresh Rabbi Avram, and this is the Ibn Ezra's interpretation, and it's all based apparently on the Sefer HaAruch, and the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban both explain that the commandment obligates us to remember the Shabbos every day of the week. The Aruch, on the other hand, maintains that we want to keep track of the seventh day so that we don't perform any forbidden labors on that day, and we don't violate the Kedushas Shabbos. But within the context of the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, we're talking about the mitzvah of L'Kadsho. Then the Ramban says the following. The Omer Ani, Shezeu Midrasho Shel Shamai Hazaken. Sheperish Mitzvah Zachar Ad Shelo Tovo. Klomar, Shelo Nishkacheu Bishum Ponin. Aval his kiru babraisa od midas chasiduso shayhu mazkir gam b'macholav v'ochel b'chvod Shabbos kol yomov v'hil atzmo modu midrash shel shamai aval hoysalo bo mida cheres b'macholim b'bnei shekol masav l'shem shamai. So the Ramban says the following, that this interpretation of the mitzvah of Zochas Yom Shabbos Kadsho is really Shammai Azokin, Shammai the Elder. He explains that Shomer Yom Shabbos Kadsho means that we should not forget the Shabbos under any circumstances, and during the entire course of the week we should remember the Shabbos. Chazal say that this is a reflection of Shammai's chasidus, of his piety, that he would remember the Shabbos in every dimension, in regard to his food, he would eat it in keeping with the honor of the Shabbos, meaning he would make sure that he didn't eat the best of his foods until Shabbos. But Hill himself, although he agreed with Shammai's interpretation of Zochus Yom Shabbos Lekadsha, that we require to remember the Shabbos during the entire week, nevertheless he had different practice regarding food. He did not eat his food all week thinking about Shabbos, because all his actions were for the sake of heaven. He trusted in God, that God would prepare a nicer portion of food for him on Shabbos, nicer than all the other days. So Hill disagrees with Shammai on a practical level in terms of whether or not you're obligated to set aside fine food for Shabbos or fine articles for Shabbos, but nevertheless, on a conceptual level, in terms of the parshanut, the understanding of the commandment of Zochus Yom Shabbos, he agreed with Shammai that even during the week we're required to remember the Shabbos. Now the Ramban discusses a different law that Chazal derived from this pasuk. Aval Rabboseinu od bo medrash mi milas lekadsho shenekadesh oso bizikaron keinyan vekidashtem shnas hachamishim shana shuton kiddush bezdin loma beyovel mekudosh mekudosh afkan tziva shenizkar es yom haShabbos bekadshenu oso. The Ramban says that Chazal derive a further halacha focused on the word lekadsha, to sanctify the Shabbos, that we must sanctify the Shabbos by proclaiming it. And this means Kiddush, there's a reference to Kiddush. And just like we find with regard to the Ovel, the Torah says you should sanctify the 50th year, which means that Beis Din is commanded to sanctify the Jubilee year by saying it is sanctified as Mekudosh Mekudosh. Here too, we are commanded to remember the Shabbos through our Kiddush, through our sanctification, by declaring the sanctity of Shabbos in Kiddush. And the Ramban will elaborate on this point, that the word Lekadsho is the source for this Chiyuv of Kiddush, not the word Zohar. Again, Zohar means we count the days of the week with reference to Shabbos, but Lekadsho means we have to proclaim verbally the Kedusha Shabbos. And just like in Yovel, we have Beis Din is obligated to make a proclamation, verbal proclamation of the sanctity of Yovel, the same thing applies with regard to Kiddush of Shabbos. Let's just fast forward for a moment to the end of this presentation on this very same pasuk Ches. The Ramban writes, "Umishom tilmo cha mitzvah zos limda lemeda mimilas lekadsho, aval zocher es yom haShabbos mitzvah zocher tovi b'chol yom kemo shepirashnu. Ela shekol mitzvos haschira nimnim echad b'cheshbon ramach mitzvos shenitztavinu." v'dazeh. The Ramban says that we should learn from this mechilta, from this brisa, that the mitzvah, the commandment to recite Kiddush, is derived from the word lekadsho, which means kadshehu bebracha, kadshehu bedvarim, and that's the mitzvah of Kiddush. But zachar, at the beginning of this pasuk, that's teaching us to remember the Shabbos day every day. However, all the commandments of remembering are included under one single mitzvah in the counting of the 248 positive commandments. So whether it's a requirement to remember the Shabbos all week long or the requirement to say Kiddush, all these are counted as one. So even though Zachar, at the beginning of this pasuk, teaches us one obligation, and Lekadsho a second, which seems to be independent, nevertheless they are counted as one mitzvah, within the counting of Taryag and of the 248 positive commandments. So again, just to summarize, the Ramban is telling us that in addition to the mitzvah of Kiddush that we derive from Lekadsho, there's also a mitzvah of Zechira, to remember the Shabbos every day of the week. And we fulfill this by counting the days of the week as the first, the second, and the third, with a reference to Shabbos. The Ramban is bothered by the fact that we only count these two as one mitzvah. Why not count them as two mitzvahs? One mitzvah of Minyan Yemei HaShavuah Shabbos, the other mitzvah of Kiddush HaShabbos. And the reason is, since they're derived from one mitzvah, one command, and tzivui in the Torah, therefore they're included all under one mitzvah called Zechira. And this last point to the Ramban is something that bothers the mind. Is it really true that we would only count as one mitzvah in Taryag two mitzvahs that are independent of each other because they're derived from the same pasuk? The Ramban happens to be of the opinion, this is something that we're studying in Masechet Brachos now, that Kriyat Shema is to be counted as two mitzvahs, one Shachris, one Arvis, because each one has a separate independent time period. And even though they're both derived from the same pasuk, B'shavuch of Kumecha, nevertheless the Ramban sees them as two independent mitzvahs, which two independent zmanim, it would seem almost as a kal v'chomer that Zechira Shabbos, which applies during the week, whereas Kiddush applies only on Friday night, should be counted as two separate mitzvahs. The fact that they're derived from one tziva in the Torah doesn't seem to be enough of a reason to justify that they collapse the two mitzvahs into one. Apparently, the conclusion that we have to derive from this Ramban is that the Kiddush of Shabbos, like the Kiddush of Yovel, is to sanctify the day. And as part and parcel of that process of sanctifying the day, is to designate the day as a special, unique day. And that process begins from the beginning of the week, when we say it's the first day towards Shabbos. What we're saying is we're counting towards Shabbos in order to ultimately sanctify the Shabbos. This is what we call a Sfira Lahava. Just like in counting the years of Shemitah and Yovel, we count down till we reach 50, so too we count down the days of the week until we reach 7. And just like in Yovel, the ultimate, the pinnacle here, after we count the 49 years, is to sanctify the 50th year, we count the 6 days until we sanctify the 70th year, the seventh day, which is Shabbos. And that process of sanctification, which begins at the beginning of the week and culminates at the end of the week, is actually what leads us to Kiddush, and it's all included in one mitzvah of Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. So the emphasis here in the Ramban, I think, is not on the fact that it's one pasuk, one tzivui, that's the way we originally interpreted it, but on the fact that it's one mitzvah, meaning conceptually, these are two parts, two halves of a whole. So Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho engenders two different chiyuvim, but it's shtayim shein achas. They're two different pe'ulos. There's the minyan ayomim, and there's the kiddush on Friday night, but they're really two halves of a whole. It's not like kriyat shma v'shachris v'arvis, which are considered two different separate mitzvahs, but rather, here we have one mitzvah. The minyan achadoshim, and we mentioned before that we count the months of the year with reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim, that doesn't have any mention in the Tariq Mitzvah. It doesn't even register as one of the Tariq Mitzvahs, even though, again, according to the Ramban, we are counting the months in order to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. But maybe the Ramban would include the counting of the months by numbers in the general mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's a possibility. The Ramban, in the mitzvah of counting the months for Geulas Mitzrayim, seems to assume, however, not the way I interpreted it, that this is part of the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, namely, Kabolas Ol Malchu Shamayim. We have a mitzvah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which commands us and includes within it the obligation to strengthen our faith, our emunah. And that is, in the language of Chazal, Kabolas Ol Malchu Shamayim. And within the context of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, of Kabolas Ol Malchu Shamayim, we are commanded to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. And this becomes clear from the Ramban, not in his Pirush al Torah, but in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Lo Taseh Hei. Let's read the Ramban inside. He says, "V'tov bi'einai bazeh ha'inyan kulo shenimne Anochi Hashem Elokecha mitzvah." I agree with the Rambam Shita against the Bahag that we should count Anochi Hashem Elokecha as one of the mitzvahs of Tayyad. And he quotes a raya midivrei chacham she'amru b'mechilta mipnei malo nemru aseres hadibros mitchilas haTorah. Why did the Torah begin with the aseres hadibros? Mashlu mashal lamad over doma liechad shenichnas lemedina amar lehem emloch aleichem amru lo klum asis alanu shetimloch aleinu. A person comes in, he says, "Should I be your king?" And the members of the state say, "Well, what did you do for us?" So Ma'os, what does he do in response? Bonalem choma. He builds a wall. Hichnes lehem emes mayim. And he moves the tributary of water from a river to come into the city. Asalem el chomos, and he takes them out to military campaigns. Now he says to them, Amalem emloch aleichem, Amalem hein hein. So too, the Medrash says in the Nimshal, "Hotzi amokom es Yisroel Mitzrayim kavul es ayom hori lemes haman hel lemes haber hegiz lemes haslav aslem lemes hamolik amolem emloch aleichem amrulo hein hein." After HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all that he did and all the miracles that he brought for the sake of Kal Yisrael, now the people are ready to accept upon themselves him as their king. Rebbe Omer lo dia shvachin shel Yisrael shebe maimad kulon lifnei arsinel kabbalat Torah hishru kulam leivecha lekabbalat dvarim leivechad lekabbalas malchu shemayim besimcha vekabbalas malchu zu shekiblu v'sinai he beemes midibur anochi. The Ramban identifies anochi Hashem Elokecha with kabbalas ol malchu shemayim. And therefore, it's justified as one of the mitzvahs of Taryag, as the Shitas Aram would have it. V'chein, says the Ramban, Biru Ot, Amar lo yeh lecha elohim acher al ponai lama, nema lefishu omer nochi Hashem elokecha, mashal lemelech shenichlas lemedina, Amar lo avodav, gzar aleinu gzeros, Amar lehen la, Tekablu malchusai egzar aleichem gzeros. Shemalchusai enem akablim is gzerosai ech mekaimim. Kachor mamok miso anokhi Hashem elokech lo yilcha lim acherim aniu shekibaltem malchusai b'mitzrayim. Amalem hein. Kishen shekibaltem malchusai kablu gzerosal yilcha lim acherim alponai. So it comes out that according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of Anochi is meant to strengthen our emunah by being mekabel ol malchu shamayim, and we do so b'simcha. And the Ramban says, Rav Shimon bar Yochai Omer, who should ever lalan ani Hashem elokech kimaiser it's Mitzrayim ani u shekibaltem aleichem malchusai b'sinai omer lemhein hein kibaltem malchusai kibalte kablu gzerosai harei shebiru pa'amim harbe, says the Ramban, ki dibur anochi u kabolas malchuso. Klomar ha'emuna belokus. The Amram shekibaltem aleichem b'mitzrayim. And what does it mean when Chazal say in the Mechilta that you have accepted upon yourselves God in Mitzrayim? Hulomar shekvar aminu belokus b'mitzrayim. And it says in Mitzrayim vayamein ha'am vayaminu b'Hashem moshavdo. And that is all a kabolas malchus shamayim in Mitzrayim. Says Ramban, v'amuna ha'hi, his kiram ata, v'kimlosa aleihem. V'omro le'a hein hein. Now, in the Anochi, Hashem was so to speak, in the Medrash's framework, asking them, did you accept my malchus? And they said, yes. And that was the malchus that they accepted already back in Mitzrayim. And that's what it means, Anochi Hashem al-Kech, sh'ayitzisicha v'etz Mitzrayim. Says Ramban, for who she'eminu v'kibla aleihem lahachzik be'emuna she'yesh aloka nimtza v'hukel motziyam mitzrayim. In other words, they believed and they accepted upon themselves to strengthen their emuna that there is a God, He exists, and He is the God that redeemed them from Mitzrayim. Klomar, ha'chevetz ha'mechadesh ha'yochol. It's the desire and the will of God that creates the world, that is omnipotent and all-powerful. And Kena Dova Baruhu, Shadiba Rishon Roilim Noso, Mitzvah Rishona, Vihi HaMitzvah Lahamin, Be'ikar. So Anochi is a mitzvah emuna. It's Kabbalas Malchuso, and that's all in the aftermath of the great miracles of the redemption of Egypt, which taught the people of Israel the Ikre, the fundamentals of Emunah, which we've discussed many times in the past. Hashem is the Chefetz, He is the controlling will, He's the Mechadesh, He created the world and engendered its existence, He's the Yachal. All this is through Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim as a Chizuk of Emunah to accept upon ourselves the Malchus of Hashem Yisbarach. And it makes sense, therefore, that within that context of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, we count the months of the year in reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim, because this constant reminder of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a chizuk of our emunah, which is mandated under the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And if you look in the Rashba, in his Bir Agodas Hashas, in Masechet Brachos, when he speaks about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, and Chazal say that Li'osid Lavo, they will remember not Yitzias Mitzrayim, but they will remember the Yitzias Mishibud Malchios. So Ramban says, the Rashba says, V'al Titon Alai, Mi Bitol Kriyashma, Ratzalom Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shi Mitzvah Mitzah Torah. He says, and if you'll tell me that in the future we won't remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, so what do we do with the third parasha of Kriyat Shema, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa? Da, she'ein ha'kavona b'kriyat Shema rak k'dei she'nizkar b'peh ha'nisim shosolonu Hashem yisbarach sholtzionu Mitzrayim me'eretz Mitzrayim achar yoseinu avodim pruchim dali ha'koach v'tach ha'sivlos melech v'yam kosher. The imas chira nikba b'nafshenu shehu hamashgiach v'ayochol shelo yimnenu monea b'shum tzad achar ayos hatachlus chira sapev yitzis utzrayim yatayna azos hine gam hatachlus ahu shomur bas kirenu kibutz am memushach umemurat b'amim anoroim me'aratzos haruchotzos mitzofon umiyam. V'tia kavona hi yoser chazok v'yos haskara v'yosos v'nisim yoser chazok kein ena mitzvah svatel zeklah. Meaning, it's not a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim per se. The mitzvah is chizuk emunah. The mitzvah is that through the nisim of Mitzrayim, we proclaim, we acknowledge our faith in the will of God, the power of God, and the supervision of God. So therefore, this mitzvah is not limited to Yetzias Mitzrayim, of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, but remembering the ness, which any ness, which is a candidate, which we reveal the Ikrei Emunah, then that's equivalent to the revelation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this, in the future, will be fulfilled by remembering the Nisim of the Yetzia from the ultimate fourth Golus and the ultimate Geula. So again, The mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, which is Kabbalah Holmach Shemaim, is connected to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzchak, which proves and establishes the Emunah of Hashem. But we don't have to do it through Yitzias Mitzvah Yitzchak. The main thing is to emphasize the revelation of God through His miracles, and the miracles at the end of time, at the ultimate redemption, will overshadow the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore remembering those miracles and that revelation will serve the same exact purpose and will fulfill our mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And all this is because the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is to be mechazik eramunin Hashem, to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim. And how exactly we fulfill this mitzvah? Well, at one point in time, we'll do it by reminding ourselves of the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim. They will reveal the Ikrei Amunah. And in another period of time, there are other miracles that will surpass the miracles of Mitzrayim, and they will be reminders of Hashem Elokecha and revelations of the faith, the fundamentals of our faith. And we're not talking about anything other than the mitzvah of Emunah v'Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And basically, the mitzvah of Hazkaras Yetzias Mitzrayim would seem, according to the Rambam at least, and probably according to the Ramban, to be omitted from the Targ Mitzvahs, even though it's a Chiyuv Doraisa to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the answer is, it's not an independent mitzvah, but rather, it's part of the mitzvah of Emunah v'Anochi Hashem Elokecha, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim as part of our Chizuk Emunah and as part of our Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And this I heard once in the name from the Rav, in the name of Reb Chaim, that the reason why the Rambam omits the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in Tayag is because it's part and parcel of a greater mitzvah that's already been counted in Tayag. And again, what that mitzvah is, whether or not Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of Kriyat Shema, or the way we say it, it's part of the general mitzvah Chizuk Emunah under Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the way the Ramban would have it. But the bottom line is, there is no separate independent mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And just to swing back to the Ramban that we began with, the command and the mitzvah to call the names of the months by numbers, Achodesh Arishon, Achodesh Hasheni, etc., rather than calling it by names, which is geared towards the goal and the purpose of Hazkaras, of reminding ourselves of Gulas Mitzrayim, this too is another pu'ula through which we're mechazik our Emunah in Hashem, by remembering the great Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and by allowing our Emunah to penetrate into our souls. That too is part of the mitzvah of Emunah, of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, and the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And this explains why the Ramban will not count the mitzvah of Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, right? Lachem meaning as a reminder for you of Yetzias Mitzrayim, as a mitzvah, independent mitzvah in Taryag, but rather it's part, and it's a subcategory of the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which the Ramban identifies, as we saw in his Sefer Mitzvos, as a mitzvah of Chizuk Emunah. And let's just reiterate again for extra emphasis the language of the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos Sahei when he says, V'hu sheheminu v'kiblu aleim lahachzik be'emunah sheyesh aloka nimtza v'ukel motziyam Mitzrayim. This is the Dibra Rishon, Royal Imenosa Mitzvah Rishon of a Mitzvah Lahamin, that we should believe, we should accept the Ikrei Hamunah, the fundamentals of the faith, the existence of God, His Hashgacha, His Kol Yochel, and all these miracles which we experienced in the redemption, Yitzias Mitzrayim, all these are Chizuk Hamunah, and they are part and parcel of the Mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That will stop here.